Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Sometimes we allow physical circumstances to have more influence over us than they should, but we're not going to do that here, are we? Are we? Amen. Praise God. Everything we have, everything we need, everything come against us, the Lord has already conquered it. And it's our to take, receive, proclaim, declare, decree in the blood, in the name. I was just reading, and then we're moving right along. Miss Lucy coming just a minute. She's going to share with us tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And I was just reading, and you know, as you read, you just, the more you read and go over, Jesus said, all authority is given unto me where in heaven and earth. All the authority that God has, he put it in the name of Jesus. That name is yours, mine. Some of you around here, because you have specific things to do, you have keys to certain places. Some of you got keys to the front door, some of you got keys. That means you have free access. You can come anytime, you don't have to wait and call me, Pastor, I need to get in the church. I need to get in my office. No, you got access. We have access to the power of God in the name of Jesus. Did you hear what I said? We have access, and when you get access to all that God has and all that he is, there's nothing missing. There's nothing broken. There's nothing lacking. Everything is full. And it's yours to take, yours to receive, yours to have. Come on, sister. Hallelujah. Let us receive as you come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to the name of God. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Giving honor to God, to our pastors, to my wonderful husband, to each of you, I honor you. To those that's tuned in, I honor you. It's because of the goodness and the grace of God and his mercy that we are here tonight. He is worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. There's none like him, hallelujah, in all the earth, hallelujah. There is none like him in all the earth. Psalms number 27 says, he is our light in our salvation. Whom shall we fear? He is the strength of our life. Of whom shall we be afraid? Hallelujah. 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 Psalms 24:1 said, the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. We are in the world, and we have a good, good Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Glory to his name. Psalms 27:13 say, I have fainted unless I have believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I have not fainted. We have not fainted. Because we have seen and we do see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isaiah 25:1 says, O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. What are you saying, Isaiah? I will lift you up, Lord. We will lift him up. I will speak highly of you, O God. Hallelujah. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counselor or thy word of old are faithful and true. What you saying, Lord? God, you are faithful. Hallelujah. You are faithful to your word. He's faithful to his word. Someone shout hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Psalms 46:10. What does it say? It said, be still, or just stand still and know that I am God. Hallelujah. I will be exalted among the heathen, and I will be exalted in the earth. Yes, you will, oh God. Yes, you will, oh God. Yes, you will. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will be exalted. We will talk about his goodness in the congregation of the peoples. Someone shout hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.